Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. We should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Hallelujah, Lord. That sounds like a good one to read. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you for your presence in this place. As we draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us, Lord, we love you so much. We thank you, Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you for our family. Our family of God that we are here with, rejoicing with and enjoying moments together. A family knit together. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And we're here tonight for you, Lord, to share you and to seek you, Jesus. We love you more than anything. And you are welcome in this place, Lord. All we want is you. You are welcome, Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We invite you, Jesus, to rise up on the inside of each and every one of us and let your love pour through us onto one another. Onto one another, Lord. Let your light shine and let your love flow. Have your way in this place, Jesus. We worship you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are our Lord. You are our God. Almighty King. You're all that we long for. Just keep coming, Lord Jesus. We just keep coming, Lord. We never get tired of it, Lord. We never, never get tired of coming into your presence. We're so satisfied with you, Jesus. We want more of you, Lord. We desire you above all things. You're the one we long for. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you because of who you are, Jesus. You are our God. You are our Lord. We worship you with all our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. We worship you. We love you, Jesus. We love you so much, Jesus. So good, God. You're so great. We belong to you. We are yours, Lord. We are not our own. We give ourselves to you. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We bless your name, Jesus. We exalt you and we lift you high, Jesus. You're worthy of all the glory. You are the only Lord, the only King. You're high above all others, Jesus. We worship you in this place. We bless you, Lord. We love you so much. You're so good to us, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Have your way in this place, holy Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Love you so much, Lord. Glory and honor and praise to you. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. Wonderful Lord, mighty God, I exalt you, magnify you, lift you up, Jesus. Glorify you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We worship you. We've fallen in love with you, Jesus. We love you so much, Lord. Nothing else satisfies us but you. You're everything we need, Lord. You're everything we long for. Our desire, Lord Jesus, is you. We love you. We worship you, Jesus. Pour our hearts out before you, Lord. Lay our crowns at your feet, Jesus. You're the worthy one. You're the worthy one, Jesus. You gave your all for us, Lord. We thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for eternal life, Jesus. For life everlasting, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Because we love you, Lord. We worship you. Because we love you.
We love you. We love you. you, Lord, like no other. We love you.
We exalt you, Jesus. None can compare, Lord. None can compare to you, Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor. Glorious King. Radiant in beauty, Jesus. You're radiant in beauty, Lord. Glorious King. All-powerful, living Lord. Mighty God, glory to you.
We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We glorify you and praise you and exalt you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy, Jesus. Glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We magnify you and glorify you and exalt you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, Jesus. We exalt you. We magnify you, glorify you, Jesus. Blessed is the Lord. Blessed is the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Glory and honor. We exalt, there's none like you, Jesus. We magnify you in the midst of all weakness, Lord. Finding our strength in you, we praise and magnify you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Makaroso kresi. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise and exalt you. We praise and exalt you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Praise and magnify you. Praise and magnify you. Praise and magnify you. Praise and magnify you, Jesus. Praise and exalt you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We exalt your name. We praise and magnify you. You know, there's more. You know, there's more than where you're at. You know that there's more even in the corporate worship than where you're at. And I'm coming to you as individuals, and I'm coming to you as a church. Dig down. Dig deep. Dig down into that place that you know to be truth. The things that I've taught you, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Dig down into those places where I'm asking you. And you've come so far, but I'm asking more of you. I'm asking for that place of surrender in my spirit. And a yes to the things that I've brought forth, even recent messages in this house of accountability. You've said yes with a willing heart. Now, take the next step. Yield to me those places of surrender, those places of prayer and fasting, and those places that I'm asking you. For did I not say to everyone that bears fruit that I'd purge them all the more, that they would bear more fruit? This is not hard for me to ask of you these things. You know there's more. You know there's a corporate anointing that'll saturate this house to where the people will not be able to stand because of the anointing. You're the ones that I've asked to bring it, saith the Spirit of the Lord. These things are not too hard for you, for you've been prepared year after year to take on the fight and go in and win. For I've come and am coming to, so many of you and asking you, surrender. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more in prayer and fastings, lifting up. To all those who hear my voice, when you know that you hear it, you also know that grace accompanies it. But you'll find that what you do in the Spirit adds to what I can do here, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Because you know there's far more than what you're already experiencing. Offer this. Palacoroso. There is a body that has not seen what you've seen, nor experienced what you've experienced. They are not as accountable. You are accountable, but you're not held in contempt. You're held with great honor in my presence, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you're cherished as a jewel, as an absolute jewel that I've polished and made ready for the Master's use. So yield to those things that I'm asking of you. They are not too hard for you. They can be accomplished. And you'll find that your stream, your tributary, adds to another until a river is formed, and a torrent river is formed, so strong that an atmosphere changes, that this house goes from one level of glory to the next. It's not strange to you how to accomplish these things. In fact, it's a very matter of fact in the Spirit, or a matter of truth in the Spirit by which you obtain these things. I've not left you to guess, but that which I'm asking you as an individual to come apart and to come aside. Be faithful in these things, not as a sense of the law, but out of grace. And the reward will be great. The reward will be paid in dividends of anointing and of presence and of strong atmospheres and shaking of heads when you leave the service saying, oh, how can we explain what we've been in? How can we explain the glory that was accomplished in the house? It is only through my anointing that I break the yoke of this city. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do but the anointing that breaks the yoke that comes through the prayers of the intercessors. And I've called you all to become intercessors for me, saith the Spirit of grace. So dig deep once again, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Dig deep. Go for that place called gold. Go for that place, unrelenting. Throw everything aside and go for that place, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Makalasia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I sure wasn't expecting that, planning that. Sounds like he's going after all of us. Hallelujah. He wants something. He wants something that only a yielded heart can give him. He's not coming as a condemning tyrant. He's coming as a father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I'll just bet, based on what I just heard, is that he's really trying to get some of you to go into prayer and fasting. And maybe that's where you're already at. Maybe you're just looking for a place to start. I do know this, and I know you'll agree. What we're after won't be accomplished any other way except through the power. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. Yes, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So I do see this. I see a prayer line. It's like you can do this on your own, but just a response to that word, like this isn't coming back from a backslidden place. This is a place of digging deeper, setting aside yourself, pushing back from the table, and going in, spending some time in prayer. What is it? What is it? Okay, I could hear him. You heard two real strong, accountable messages recently, and you said amen, and that was the past two Sundays. Very strong. I heard the one, it was like a twin to the other. But I just heard him say, I can't really talk. Same thing I heard him say in the prophecy. You know there was no condemnation for other people, other churches, other things. You know what I heard him say? And I can explain this because I have the understanding on it. He's not even holding people that don't even know any better accountable. He's not even holding them accountable. You know who he holds accountable? In a good way? You and me. Because we know how to go in and get it done. So if there's ever any kinds of things that go on in the body of Christ, that's just who they are. They don't know any better. But guess what? We've got a teacher. And our teacher is asking us to come to a place where we're real accountable. And spend the last 3 or 4 months of this year just if you're going to, I don't like to put time limits on anything. But I'm talking about I feel something and I hear something in my spirit. And I see something actually, a little mini vision. A prayer line and you're reaching out. You want more. You know it's time to dig in. If there is any excuses in front of you, it's time to, he's asking you to burn the excuses. He's asking you to burn too busy. He's asking you to burn not the right timing. He's asking you to lay all that down. But what about all that other bunch that doesn't act in faith? He loves them. He's just not. You know what? I just thought of this because he reminded me. Pastor Dave has backed up the last few years on. He never had a mean spirit. He just kind of was a little sarcastic towards people that didn't know any better. And the Lord has started convicting his heart about the way he speaks about other ministries. He really has. And the reason why, how it came about was he saw it in a prophet, he saw it in a vision. He said he physically was out jogging with Alan, I think it was. And he ran by a little playground. And then when he ran by the playground, like in a split second, he saw a little vision. And he saw a bunch of young kids, like preschoolers, playing out on the playground. And they were just having a good time. And he saw himself kind of forge in to the playground and kind of like the big guy on the playground. And he felt the sense of himself being a bully. Like, you know, I'm bigger, I know more. And he said, "Son, what you know and what you understand compared to so much more of the body of Christ." He said, "Look, it doesn't matter wherever they're at, they're mine. They're mine. And I love them." And he said, "You're running." And he said, "I'm asking you to run forward to the gold, to the Olympics." He used that kind of illustration. He said, "I'm asking you to go and get the very best." But he said, "No matter where they're at, don't push in to wherever they're at and bully them around. Just know where you're headed. Know where I'm asking you to go. Go on in and get the very best." And so the very best for us interprets like this. Something so strong that when we come in here, that not only we can feel it, that the sinner and the unregenerate can come in here and it creates such an atmosphere that they cannot stand for the glory of God. The train fills the temple. The power. No, where does that start? It starts with us. I've got to take my place as the pastor. I've got to continue to fast and pray. And I know he's convicting my heart to go in, do what I need to do. And this has nothing to do with where you're at, like you're not where you're supposed to. No, this is an invitation. You hear it. I could continue to elaborate and do it an injustice, but he's asking us to create that place. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to pray. I'm going to ask you, if you're feeling like you're on the edge, like, man, I know that he's asking something more, even if it's just for a season. Because I want to just agree with you, and I just maybe just touch you, because that's what I saw is a grace line. And I sure didn't have this plan tonight. Expected to go into teaching. But that's you, and he's asking you to dig deep, and you feel that call. I'm asking you to come and stand. Hallelujah, Jesus. If that's any of you, praise God. We exalt you, Jesus. Masakaresi diato la masono. Jesus. Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you, Jesus. Let's just wait just for a few moments. Set the atmosphere. We exalt you, Jesus. Makarese di diato. Mende diado kalese le kalatioto kristiatala. Fronde de benemasiato kristala. Father, I set myself in agreement. In our life going forward, Father, help us to serve you first. And this body, in going into you, stronger than we ever have. That not only we, but all those that have been prayed for tonight, that we'll escape the scourge of Satan, all that he can mount up against us, we do not fear. But rather, Father, we thank you, for it is written that we will tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by in any means harm us. Now I pray for this your body, and this my wife and myself, that we go forward in you like never before. That this church takes upon itself a certain place of true humility and love for the brethren and a humbling of ourselves one before another. That the things that we cannot understand about each other, that Lord, our love for you and our love for the brethren brings forth such an atmosphere that, Lord, becomes the most contagious atmosphere that spreads over this region, over this city. And Father, whatever you're doing in other places through other congregations who truly love you like we love you, let us catch the same fire. And Father, we commit ourselves unto this, to fastings and prayers and seeking of you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need more and more of these. Hallelujah. Just his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you feel different? Or you know that something happened. Hallelujah. I know that it did. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to help me to get to Tulsa. It would be wrong for me to, I don't ask you to ever help me go any place where they pay me to go. I don't ask you to help me go to Canada or Jim Martin's or any place else. But when he asks me to go someplace, it's all right for me to ask you to help me get there. That's all I know. Pastor Dave will be back here in November. Some of you a lot of times say, well, man, I'd really love to go to Tulsa. And it's great to go to Tulsa. But I can tell you this, you get more of Dave Roberson here than they get in Tulsa on a conference. Because some conferences, he don't even speak. He may speak one time or two times. So if you can't help me this service, that's okay. But would you keep in mind over the next week or so, I need to buy some plane tickets. And I'll do that on my own. And just believe it in, because I know he wants me to go. Hallelujah. So yeah, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to say this is an opportunity for you to pray about it. If it's not tonight, over the next week or two. How many have a good time tonight? Praise you, Jesus. Let me just worship God for just a moment. See if there's anything else he wants to say. Makaresekia. Yes, sir. Mehitiakolosoto. Padesiviratio, oh Jesus. Makolosota, more of an expression to you as a body, as a father. Don't you know that I can say these things to you? Because I have a voice to say these things. And you yourself know how to hear my voice. But you bring me no greater joy. You bring me no greater joy than to yield as you've yielded tonight. Let these things sink inside of you. Know this, that as you've heard so often, the catalyst, the thing, the solvent, the very thing that brings all these things to pass is my love. My love in you and my love working through you, says the Spirit of the Lord. So love one another. Love one another and pray for one another and pray that I be glorified in this house. Not that this house be glorified, but that I be glorified in this house. And I'll bring these things to pass. But again, I say to you as little ones, as my sons and daughters, that as a father, it brings me no greater pleasure than to have you yield to me and not be stiff-necked, but rather just the yes and yieldingness that you've given me. Know that I am well pleased, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. I really don't know how to end this because there's so much presence. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you just lift those hands one more time? I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus.